It's not exactly what you think of when you think of modern music. But some experts say, from the Middle Ages to the present day, the church's very own Gregorian chant is the mama of many modern melodies. Rosario Tronolone sat down with professor and maestro Aurelio Porfiri to talk about his new book, Ad Te Levavi Animam Meam, On the Way to Discovering Gregorian Chant, written together with Professor Nino Albarosa. But what is Gregorian chant anyway?
Gregorian chant is the repertoire that came from Middle Age, and that the only repertoire that the Catholic Church recognized as its own repertoire. It is a monodic repertoire, so it means that is only the melody is only one line. So it is opposite to polyphonic, where there are more lines together. And is a repertoire in Latin, and is a repertoire that is for the purpose of serving the liturgy of the church. There is one big division that is there is the repertoire for the Mass, so the repertoire for the celebration of the Eucharist, and the repertoire for the divine office. And Gregorian chant is really the father and the mother of the Western music. Mm-hmm. So all Western music belong from Gregorian chant.
What was the influence of the Gregorian chant on the polyphony?
Yes, the influence was huge, because polyphony belong from Gregorian chant. At some time in the Middle Age, they start to do experiment, putting other melodic lines above the Gregorian chant. And so developing, we have then all the polyphonic music and all the modern music. So Gregorian chant is really as I told you, really the father and the mother of all the music that we now have.
And the rediscovery of the Gregorian chant was due to whom?
The rediscovery of Gregorian chant was due to a monk, the monk that also was the restored the Abbey of Solesmes, and the name was Prosper Géringer. And he is really a key figure in the world of Gregorian chant, because he started to rediscover the correct performance and the correct melodic version also of Gregorian chant, because in his time, so we are talking about the 19th century, also the melodic version was corrupted. So he started a movement in a certain way that then also with the contribution, the great contribution of other monks, especially from Solesmes, like Dom Potier, Dom Mocro, Dom Cardin, Dom Clair, and they give us more insight about what is supposed to be the authentic Gregorian chant melodic version and performance. But the starting of everything is Dom Prosper Géringer, that he was not a musician, I think he was a liturgist more, but he started this movement in Solesmes that also today is the place for Gregorian chant, and he started this movement that helped all the scholars to rediscover the authentic Gregorian chant.
The Gregorian chant uses a peculiar musical language. Is that similar in a way to our modern tonality, major, minor?
We can say that the modern tonality belongs to the modes, we call the Gregorian chant, use the ecclesiastical modes that we, and the tonality and the modern tonality, major and minor, is a development of the modal world.
The second part of the volume is instead an anthology of chants, actually, which are examined, and we can also hear them, no, on the CD, which is included with the volume. Which are these songs that you chose, and why did you choose them?
Okay, so I have to say something more about the book. As you can see in the book, as you announced before, there are two authors. One is me, and the other is Professor Albarosa. And Professor Albarosa is really the leading expert in Gregorian chant. I cannot say to be an expert. I obviously know Gregorian chant and I've studied, but he is really an international expert. And so I asked him to collaborate for this project. And when we decide to do a second part with the pieces, he made the proposal of these seven pieces, and the seven pieces that also he has recorded with the choir that Professor Albarosa conduct, Medie Etatis Sodalicium, that is a wonderful female choir that is really specialized in Gregorian chant. And these pieces are an example from the most easy to the difficult one of Gregorian chant. And what is, I think, interesting to say is that in this book we also explain how works the semiology. That this is the, I think, the important thing. The semiology is the study of the sign that were in the medieval manuscript. And Professor Albarosa is really a leading expert in this. And so in the book we explain especially the same goal notation, that is one of the most important among the other notations. And these pieces in the second part are a sort of progressive introduction in the study of the semiology. In the first part, we explain the meaning of the sign. So we say, like, a virga is this one, and a torculus is this, and you will find this sign. And in the second part, there is a practical approach on this sign. And so I want to say how much I was really honored that Professor Albarosa collaborate with me for this project, because he is really an academic leader in Gregorian chant.
So let's listen to one of these pieces. Which one would we choose?
And maybe you can choose the Me Expectaverunt, that is one of the complex one, but is very beautiful.
Rosario Tronolone talking there with Professor Aurelio Porfiri, co-author of Ad Te Levavi Animam Meum, which you can find on the internet at edition-music-contact.de.